a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Well, good morning, all. The House Tax Committee will come to order. I'd like to greet everyone that's here. You could just about throw rocks through here, though. And also greet everyone on the internet. We'd like to welcome our pages and allow them to step to the microphone one last time to introduce themselves. So if you would, please, and where you're from.
I'm Samuel Kung. I'm living right now in Sioux Falls, and I'm from Switzerland.
I'm Daisy Back, and I'm from Pierre.
And thank you much. I'm guessing we're probably not going to have a lot for you to do today, so maybe just coffee duty on that part. Just as a reminder, for cell phones and electronic devices, we haven't had any infractions yet this year, and so we'll just keep it that way through today. With that, Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Consett.
Here.
Bikert.
Here.
Feinstein. Hunhoff.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Liss.
Here.
Mosier.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Rotham.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Solem.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
14 members are present. One excused.
And with Representative Feinstein coming in, we will have a, well, not just because you're coming in, Representative, but we have a quorum. I'm sure that you've, since you've had a week to review the minutes from our past meeting, that you've all pored over them carefully. So, have a motion by Representative Kirkaby, seconded by Representative Greenfield to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. I think we just have one testifier today, so just remind you, you have your badge on. I can see that we're in good shape there. You know, you may have handouts and such, Senator, so you know, please feel free to use our pages. And then I'd encourage timely remarks. With that, we'll open to proponent testimony on the one bill that the House Tax Committee has left, Senate Bill 102. An act to repeal an outdated provision regarding the assessment of property for school districts. Senator Teason, welcome to the House Tax Committee. Tiedemann. Well, I haven't got anybody else's name right here yet this year. I don't know why I should start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as long as you don't call me late for dinner, it's no problem. But it is Larry Tiedemann, District 7 Senator from Brookings, South Dakota. I know that Senator Teason and I look a lot alike, so I can understand how you can be confused. Senate Bill 102 was brought to me by the local assessor in Brookings, South Dakota, and for Brookings County. She is also the legislative chairperson for the South Dakota Association of Assessors. And it really is a repeal of a section that required assessors to get together if their school districts cross county boundaries, where they would make sure that the valuations were fairly close. But in 1995, when the legislature passed a bill that all property valuations had to be between 85 and 100% of full and true value, then this section really wasn't needed. So it's a section that needs to be taken off the books and not require that the assessors get together and set these valuations within a median value. So with that, I don't have any handouts with you folks, and I know it's a very complicated bill, but ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Any further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 102? Seeing none, we'll close the proponent testimony and open to opponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll close to the opponent testimony. And sorry, Senator, I can't offer you a rebuttal, but we'll proceed to committee questions. Seeing none, we'll proceed to committee discussion and or action.
Second.
We have a motion to pass by Representative Feinstein, seconded by Representative Wick. Any discussion, Representative Feinstein? Please use your microphone. Thank
Mr. Chair, I think there's been so much said in this bill that it's time to put it to rest, and let's get rid of the statute. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 102? Seeing none, all those in favor of the do pass motion for Senate Bill 102, respond by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Consett? Bikert?
Aye.
Feinstein?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kirkeby?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Liss?
Aye.
Mosier?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Rosem?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, there are 15 ayes.
15 ayes. With that, the motion do pass.
Sorry.
Will prevail.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Move consent.
We have a motion for consent by Representative Mosier, seconded by Representative Solem. Any discussion? I'm sorry?
Well, in the interest of all the discussion we had in this bill, I think that's a good motion.
With that, I'm resisting the temptation to rule you out of order, but I guess I did ask for it. With that, all those in favor of the consent motion, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 102 will appear on the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. With that, committee, by my count, we've handled 22 bills in the tax committee this year. 14 of those were due pass. 7 went to the 41st day, and we tabled 1. That's an unofficial account. I'd especially like to thank the committee members for their work this year. We stayed on task. We did a good job, and we got through our bills in good fashion. I'd also like to thank our vice chair for keeping me on task. He was right there all the time, and I knew that if I was going to screw something up, that he'd be right there to get me straightened out in short order. And also like to thank our LRC staff, both Fred and Cindy. And again, Fred, just to have you there that I could go bounce ideas off as we were going through, it meant a lot, and I appreciated your help. And Cindy was always there waving paper in front of me, here, sign this, and you need to do this, you need to do this. So with that, I appreciate your help in keeping me on task. And I don't want to forget Sarah, our intern. She was always there saying, I need something to do. I need something to do. We didn't have a real heavy load this year, and I appreciate your willingness to help and hope you learned something from the process on that part. Now, I know when we started out this year, that there were a lot of you that were maybe a little concerned about who this greenhorn chair was coming in on the committee. Maybe even the department had some of those concerns on that part. I hope I was able to alleviate those, and I appreciate the department's help, too, in working through this. The last task that we have as a committee is to discuss summer study ideas. Mr. Kenyon was waving signs earlier. You missed that part of it. There's his sign. So I would open it to committee discussion for summer study ideas. Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, one thing that I know I've heard a lot of talk about around the Capitol and have talked about quite a bit myself is looking at potentially reviewing our sales tax exemptions, and I think if this committee has the will to put an idea forward, I would I would urge us to put that idea forward, because I do think we're going to have to look fairly in-depth at potential revenue sources going forward, and maybe looking at some people who are exempt would be prudent. So that would be my suggestion for the committee.
Thank you, Representative Mosier. Others on the committee? Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would only second the motion to look at the exemptions, but I would also say that realistically, I don't know if there are any dollars for a study this summer, and we can put the request in, but I doubt that we'll get to see anything. We may have to just do that on our own. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wick. Other discussion on summer study ideas? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you know, we've had a lot of discussion here in this committee about the streamlined sales tax and the effort moving across the nation, and thank the crew from Revenue for keeping us on task. Maybe we need to expand that and find something that would resemble a streamlined excise tax here for the state as well. I know that's always the excise tax has always raised some question in a number of different areas, and perhaps we should take maybe an additional look at that too.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Solem. Other discussion from the committee? Representative Feinstein, I knew that you were going to have a comment. I'm just teasing.
No, the guy that spoke first was, although it was Tiedemann, not teasing. Mr. Chair, I'm not totally clear, but do we have like a continuing study on the sale, on the property tax and the reforms that we did 3 years ago? I mean, is that a continuing type of study? Is it a government's task force? What is there something going on with that?
I would defer to our LRC staff, Fred, or Mr. Botts.
There is the Ag Land Advisory Task Force, in which there are 8 members of the legislature, 2 from each party, 4 from each house, and that is an ongoing study, and 6 of those members are members from the public, and the Speaker of the House and President Pro Tem are supposed to make those appointments before the end of session, which would be the last day, which would be after the last budget day when we come back.
Thank you. So I guess to follow up on that, I don't know, and I'm not aware of who is on it, but I wonder if it is people from the tax committee, people that have studied issues, or if it's not, or if it's people that were. And I'm just curious on that, because I think maybe it coming from this committee, we should make strong suggestions that members of the tax committee, at least there are some on there.
Anything you want to add?
Well, the current members are, it's Representative Cronin, Dennert, Street, and I'm trying to remember. And Christy Noem was the other House member, and then from the senators, it was Senator Roden, Peterson, Hansen, and what's my other senator? And Dave Knudsen. So 2 of those members are no longer back.
Okay, duly noted. Other discussion on summer study ideas? Representative Perry.
Just a thought as I'm sitting here thinking about Representative Mosier's suggestion. I think it might be helpful just to have a broader study of sales tax, and of which one subset is the exemption, one is the issue of the streamline, one might be looking at food and what would happen if we exempted food, and then I think the other is if we need revenue in the future, what's the potential on the sales tax as a broad-based tax. So if we take a broader look at it rather than getting ourselves in just a narrow view, suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Kirkby?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I certainly support both Representative Perry's comments as well as Representative Mosier. I would encourage this committee to officially take that position, throw it out in the form of a motion, and hope to goodness our executive board will allow this to happen. And if they determine it to be more narrowly focused, that's going to be their wishes. I do know that they certainly will allow that communication down to all of the soldiers that are not participating in that. But I think it'd be very appropriate and certainly would have some substance if, in fact, the House Taxation Committee would, in fact, endorse this and come out in the form of a motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that House Taxation Committee recommend to the Executive Board a summer study examining the sales tax exemptions in South Dakota.
Okay, we've got a motion by Representative Mosier, seconded by Representative Konzett. Discussion, Representative Mosier.
Yeah, I would. And I thank Representative Perry for his comments. And if this committee would so desire to shoot down this motion and adopt a more broad one, I would certainly take no offense to that. My only concern is that when you get into the summer studies, sometimes if you get too broad, I think you kind of lose focus. And in my view, I think those exemptions are a priority. And so either way, I think is going to be productive, but I would prefer to make it more narrow for those reasons. But like I said, whatever the committee wants is fine with me.
Representative Perry.
In all due respect, I would suggest an amendment to Representative Mosier's amendment and make it a broad-based study of the sales tax.
Or you could use the option of a substitute motion.
Or a substitute motion would be just perfect. I'd move that we would recommend a broad-based study of the sales tax, which would include exemption, food, streamlined sales tax, as well as future revenue.
Okay, we have a substitute motion by Representative Perry, seconded by Representative Feinstein. Further discussion? Okay, Representative Feinstein.
Is I think the broader approach is a lot more encompassing, and I look at my friends from the Department of Revenue whenever there's an idea to even add an exemption, it's a no, and taken away, it's a yes. It's a pretty simple deal, but I think that's a good part of it. But it is a broader thing than just a narrowly defined exemptions. So I think stick with the motion, the substitute motion, and let's go forward. And again, maybe eBoard can be the ones that narrow it down, but let us throw out all the ideas.
Other discussion. Seeing none, I'll attempt to restate the substitute motion by Representative Perry that the Tax Committee recommend a broad summer study to contain sales tax, exemptions, streamlined sales tax, to include sales tax on food and excise tax. Would that be correct? He didn't have the excise tax, so strike that. So a broad-based study based on sales tax exemptions, the streamlined sales tax, and the sales tax on food. With that, hearing no other discussion, this will be a voice vote. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion passed. The other subject that we had was Representative Feinstein's suggestion to add tax committee members to the Property Tax Review Committee. Is there a motion, Representative Feinstein?
Well, I would so move. And I'll before I make the motion, it's more of the suggestion, and I understand that we don't get the picks, but I think it's remiss when we have committees like that, that people on this committee aren't even, may or may not even be represented. I think that should be a hearty suggestion more than, I don't know how you would approach it, but just say that I think that may be the wishes of the committee that we have some representation.
Okay, your point's duly noted. We will not proceed with a motion on that then, and we will try to determine if we can make recommendations such as that. Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just ask that in the minutes that it be noted that there were no votes as it related to this idea that we want to have an extensive study of additional revenue.
Are you requesting a roll call?
Sure.
All right, the roll call has been requested. The secretary will call the roll. Committee members, keep in mind this is on the Perry motion for a broad review. Yes, Representative Mosier.
Before we take the roll call as well, I just want to remind committee members that when you do a summer study, you're looking at 3, maybe 4 meetings tops. And so if you're trying to tackle the entire broad base of sales tax and you think a lot of good ideas are going to come out via 3 meetings, I don't think you're quite understanding the depth of the issue, but appreciate the roll call.
Points well made. Other discussion?
You knew I'd say something. I think I don't know if they're going along with what Representative from Yankton said. If I recall, though, on the property tax one, that took several summers. And I mean, it's not like we have to solve all the problems this year. Yes, we have revenue issues, we have cost issues and that. But this might be something that just starts going and going and going until we get to the answer. So I think we go forward with it and let the e-board sort of help narrow it down.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Perry.
Well, I would just comment that, you know, I understand that you have little time for committees to get together, but the reality is we have little time when we come back in January and February. And if we're going to make decisions, we need to make decisions with the full picture and not just isolate certain parts of it. So I think we've got to press forward and try to be as comprehensive as we can, even with the limitations that we have.
With that, we'll have the secretary call the roll on the Perry motion.
Representatives Condit?
Aye.
Feickert?
No.
Feinstein?
Yes.
Hunhoff?
Yes.
Kirkaby?
Yes.
Kirschman?
Yes.
Liss?
No.
Mosier?
No.
Perry?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Russell?
No.
Solem? Wick, Greenfield,
no.
Willitson,
aye.
Kirkaby,
no.
Eight ayes, six nays, one excused.
So with 8 ayes, the majority of the members elect, we will send the Perry motion on to the executive board. With that, I'd like to thank you again, committee members, and we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Solem, seconded by Feickert to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.